You were afraid you buzzed, you used the first time on Yom Tov, it's going to come out now that you may be historical bust, because maybe it's going to bust on Yom Tov. So what do you see? That something you're afraid that maybe would bust, and if it busts, it came out, you worked for nothing, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So of course, with the same case here also. The Shechita should be also to do on Yom Tov, because you have to be afraid, maybe you have to be boiting it, you have to be boiting it afterwards, and maybe you find out it's a treifa, and it came out, you made a Shechita for no purpose on Yom Tov, so it should be also. Or Malay, yes, it's back, no, I'll tell you, maybe there's no raya from our Mishnah. Anan, you know why? Because we learned different pshat in the Mishnah. We learned like the other pshat. Anan, we learned the fnei shetzorach lechosman mastin in law. We learned the reason why the Mishnah says you can't use the tiles the first time is because the first time you use tiles, you make them strong. So it's called 100% tikkun mana. It's not a suffix. It's a vada, you'd be misakin a kli right now. And you're not allowed to be misakin. You can't make kalim on Yom Tov. So that's why it's also to use. That's the way I learned Shan the Mishnah. Therefore, I have my suffix, my doubt. What about shechting this bird? Is it mutter to shecht this bird on Yom Tov or not? Here it's not 100%. It's only a doubt. Maybe it's a treifah, maybe not. So since it's only doubtful, maybe you are allowed to shecht it. See, blithe by a suffix, he's not pushed to the Shaila. Tanya, we learned like this. The Tesefta in Shabbos, famous Tesefta. Echad maybe esor. If one person brings the fire on Shabbos, the Echad maybe esaitim. One person, another person brings the wood. We'll soon see, yeah. Tell which order it is. We'll soon see which order it came. V'yechot shayfes esekdeber. One person picks up the pot and puts it on top of the stove. V'yechot maybe esemayim. One person puts water into the pot. V'yechot leisam b'teichet tavlin. One person puts spices into it. V'yechot megis. Another person stirs it up. Kulan chayovim. They do this on Shabbos, they're all chayiv, because bishul was also on Shabbos. So every one of these people did a part of bishul of cooking, so it's also on Shabbos the rule chayiv. For the Gemara of Atani, we learned another brayse to achron chayiv kulam pturin. No, only the last one is chayiv, but all the other ones are potter, so it's a stira. And the Gemara lakasha is no kasha. I'll tell you, hodi icy or mikara, hodi icy or lipsayf. The last brayse that it says kulam pturim is where the fire was brought at the end. So in other words, what did the first one do? He came and put a pot here. Putting a pot on top of an open or closed stove, there's no issa. The second guy came and put water inside. There's no issa. There's no cooking yet. The third one came and put spices. He didn't do anything wrong. If the last one came and brought the fire, he's the one that's doing the bishul. So that's the case that only the achron is chayiv. But the first bright, it says the real chayiv is talking about, that the one that made the fire came first. So he's chayiv for burning wood. The next one put the pot on top of it, he's also chayiv, he's making bishul, and water, and this and that. If the fire is there first, then they're all doing the chelik of the bishul, therefore it's also. Rashi says, Kulan chayovim, maybe yesor mishum avid, the one that brought the fire because he's burning, it's like a chelis, he's burning the coals. Kishum alichim is mislav na meruach, because when you move around the coals, you make them burn better. Or maybe a seitzim lior mishumavir, the one that puts the wood into the burning coals, you're also burning. Shayfas kader velakam aforash mayovid. Now the chur kasher, the one that puts the pot, he put an empty pot on top of the coals. What did he do wrong? Putting an empty pot, that's not bishul. That's what the Gemara will explain. Now noisim mayim v'tavlin, that's poshut omegid, the one that stirs it mishumavashol. Shafu av malocha, it's also called an av malocha. If you cook things on Shabbos, that's also. See, you made a meiser here, you made a meiser bishul, that's also on Shabbos. Yeah. So it depends. If you brought the fire first, they're all chayiv. If you brought the fire last, only the one that brought the fire is chayiv, not the other ones. So mar bishleim makula kav demaisa. His bishleim when the fire came first. It's the one that puts the wood. He's making mather. He's burning, and the food is bishul. El shayfus asekadera my kavid. But the one that put the pot on top of the fire, what did he do wrong? Like taking a pot, an empty pot, and putting it on top of the fire, there's no bishul involved. Yes, we're talking about it's a new pot. It was never used yet. Again, the first time you cook up in the pot, you make it strong. You're strengthening the pot itself. It's an earthly kli, let's say. A kli cheres. So the first time you use it, you strengthen it. So it's also to use it the first time on Shabbos, because you'd be misaki in the kli. So even though there's no food inside the kli, just by putting the kli on top of the fire, for that alone, yichayif. Turn around, Bonham. Look at the brice like this. The sefta. Tano vikirayim. You have an oven or a stove like chadoshim nuans. Harei en kechol hakelim hanitolam echotzer. They're like any other kli that you're allowed to move it around in the chatzar. It's not called muksa. Rashi says, "Haren kol hakelim nitolim b'shabbes b'chatzar d'chazil l'meisa b'gavay midi." You could use it for storage even on Shabbos. You could store things inside it. But since you could store things inside it, it's called a kli. You're allowed to move it around. Abulein sochin oisem shemen, but you're not allowed to rub oil on them. Rashi lachlik l'samchon to make it smooth or to shine it. That's also. The entoshin oisem matlas. You can't shine it up with a towel. V'yein mafiga noisem betzainin. You can't put cold water. Rashi liyakir asokin. After you took it off the fire, you had a pot cooking from before Shabbos. And now on Shabbos, when you take it off the fire, you're not allowed to right away pour cold water into it. Because Shemes Kashna, they are training. Because this makes the kli strong. The way you strengthen the first time you use the kli, after you take it off the fire, you pour cold water over it, that strengthens the kli. That's also to do on Shabbos. You aim a figure nois and betzoni kadei lachathman. You can't pour cold water over it to make it strong. V'yim bishvil la'afoy sereiz emuta. But if the purpose is to make it bake better, then it's mutam. Stam on yontif, it means. Shrash shivim la'afigo bishvil la'afoy shehuska harbei v'choshesh lo'y tisorof ha'pas mutam. As if, let's say, it was burning. The food or the bread was burning. And now you want to pour cold water over the kli just to make the food not burning, that's mutter. So this could be mutter on Shabbos also. In the case where you had it baking from before Shabbos, and now you're just taking it out of the oven on Shabbos, so now if you see the food is burning, so you're allowed to pour cold water over because your purpose is not to make it thick and kli. The purpose is just to make the food not burnt. Tana Rabbani, what's in the price? Molgin Esarosh. You're allowed to pour hot water over the head of a chicken on Yom Tov, like in order to be able to take the feathers off. Shrashi Molgin Baroyskin. You could pour hot water over the head of a chicken. V'yaser Regolin, who had in the feet also. Or Mahabavin Oysenbor. You could squash them in fire also. That's also a way to get the feathers off. Avul Ein Teuflin Oysen Mechasis. But you can't smear them, put around them. Charsis means earthly, like clay. You can't use these two things. We'll say take the hair off, but that's the derech to have done the people that work. It looks like a professional, like a schoolman's work. You can't pour clay over it. Not with dirt. Not with lime. You can't cut off the feathers with that special scissors that you cut it off with. Rashi, the mechzik etzorach l'sar. It looks like the purpose doing is what you want to hear. And that's also, you only let it do what's the purpose of the achila, for the chicken, to eat the chicken, but not for the purpose of the hair. V'yein goizin etzayerek v'taspoy reshaloi. If you have already a vegetable that was cut off before Yom Tov, now you want to cut it finer, cut it to pieces, you can't use the chopping knife you use to cut it off with. Because it looks again, uvdu d'chil. So Rashi, v'yein goizin hayerek. Hatolish, you have a vegetable that was cut off right before Yom Tov. Sheish by Rosh Yom, they're on the top of the heads of the leaves, are still attached. And you want to cut it off now on Yom Tov. So Rashlan, Sheish Torech Betikunai. There's a lot of Tiruch involved. No, it's skipped. Yeah. Rashlan, the Engoizin Oisman, Betas Berish Aloi, Shegoizin Bomin Amachuber, the man the Chodi Sobash Lotin Ayurim. Because somebody sees you using the regular scissors they use to cut the cucumbers off. People think you cut the cucumbers off today. So they see you stand holding the cucumbers with a special knife that you usually cut off the ground. Even though now they only see you cutting off the top leaves, but it's a Mara sign, people think you also cut it off today. And that's also, you're not allowed to cut off something that's growing on Yom Tov. So therefore you can't use its special scissors to cut the leaves off the vegetables. Avo mesaknin esakundis. You're allowed to fix up the kundis. Another type of a vegetable. Or else, v'yesu achvuyis. Rashi, kundis v'achvuyis means mina irokas, type of vegetable saying. Sheyesh terech b'tikunim. There's a lot of tirchin cutting it down to size. You're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Because the last you're fixing the food. So there's no marasayin. Ay, it's tircha. It's bother, but you're bothering for food. That's mutter. U'masikin v'oifin b'purni. You're allowed to bake in a big oven. Again, even though there's tircha involved, you're allowed to do it though. Shrashi Purni, Hain Tanurim, Shalonu Magdalim. They're very big ovens. Opium Betsidam, the opening is on the side. We don't say it's too much bother to use these big ovens on Yom Tif. If you have a lot of food, so you need the big oven, you're allowed to use the big oven, even though it's a lot of work. Because l'maish you're working for eichel nefesh, that's mutter.
You
could heat up hot water also in a big, big hot kettle. The same thing. Even though it's a lot of tircha, but since you need it, you're allowed to. But a new oven, you didn't use yet, the first time you're not allowed to bake with it on Yom Tif. Because again, we're afraid maybe it's not strong enough, and the first time you use this oven, maybe you'll bust, maybe the oven will crack, and therefore you won't be able to bake with it. So the first time, you can't use a new oven on Yom Tif.
Yeah.
But the Tana Rabbonin, ein neufchen b'mafuach, you know how to blow something with the blower. Trashi, ein neufchen b'mafuach, the mechzei kumin oisam locha. It looks like you're a skillful workman. Like when you blow up the blowers, they used to blow up glass with. You can't use these things. Ein neufchen b'mafuach, can't blow up something with the blower. Avo neufchen b'shoferish, you're allowed to blow something with stama pipe. That doesn't look like a tikkun mon, it doesn't look like an umin. V'yein mesaknen es hashvud. You're not allowed to fix up the spit that broke on Yom Tif, you're not allowed to fix it up. So Rashi says, it's like Reb Yehuda. This Brisa does not go like Reb Yehuda. Because Reb Yehuda holds a machshir or yoichan nefesh, you're allowed to fix on Yom Tif. So a spit that broke on Yom Tif, you're allowed to fix it for the purpose of roasting meat. Here it says you're not allowed to. So it's not like Reb Yehuda. In Amin, other territories, but near some Erev Yom Tif, it's Yerakul. In the case where the spit broke on Erev Yom Tif, so it's called machshir yoichan nefesh. She'ef shal asoysim Erev Yom Tif. You could have fixed it up yesterday. It broke yesterday. So since you could have fixed it up yesterday, it's also to do it today, even according to Reb Yehuda. So it could be as goes according to everybody. You can't fix up the spit that broke yesterday. Who are then you can't make it sharp? Either one or two terutzim either. Same thing, either it goes on like Reb Yehuda, or else it was not sharp yesterday, so you should have sharpened it yesterday. Tana Rabbanan. Another braisa like this. Ein mafzoyin es hakono, you can't break open a reed, litzlois boy maliach, in order to be able to roast like salty fish on top of it. Shrashe mafatzin es hakono, lo says krumnius says takas and melech, in order to use this to put under the fish. Allah askalo, shaisin kli, the chomidi diovo, the shtamish boy heavy tikkun kli. But you use this in order to be able to like a roasting pot, like we had before. You don't want to put the hot fish on top of the red hot metal, because you're afraid it'll burn the fish. So you want to put something underneath it. So you want to open up a reed to make that like a roasting pan. That you'll put the fish on top of the reed into the oven so the fish won't get burnt up. So it's called you're making like a roasting pan. That's also to do on Yom Tif. This looks like tikkun mona, you're making a kli. So again, a mafzoi nesakon, you can't break open into the reed. This is boy, maliach. Abu mafzoi nesegu, you let it break open a nut. But matlis, even if you have in your handkerchief. And you bang the handkerchief, you'll have to break open nuts that way. You don't have to be afraid, maybe you'll tear the handkerchief also. Because that's not your kavanah. And it's not a psikresha. The Rashi says, even if it does rip, it shouldn't bother you. It's not called the malach of ripping, is only when you're ripping for the purpose of sewing it back. Here you're not ripping for the purpose of sewing it back. So therefore it's mutter. Right. That's what Rashi says, alright. Zunu Shaila Sayyim. Poshu don't go to say in a Meskavan here. That wasn't a Kavona. It's not a Psikresha. Rashi says even more. Rashi Mashma, even it would be Mechavan maybe. But Bechal, it's not the Melocha of Kareya. Kareya is only Melocha when you're ripping something, I'm not to be able to sew it. Like you have something wrong here, you want to fix it up. The only way you can fix it is first you have to rip it open a little bit, then you can sew it back again. So for such a ripping, yechayiv. But here, that even if you rip the handkerchief, it's not for the purpose of sewing it back again, it would be mutter, so it's all right. Posh Rashi means, you know, you're not mechavin. See, to Rav Kiveg, yes, the kasha. That the Rashi's svar is only a svar, it's also, it's mutter midiraisa. But he has to mekom mokim koshali, and mekom mokim also midirabonin. It's still also midirabonin. Vamala kosa Rashi kapashto, do kaimel krep shima, do vashin mechavin mutter. It's gradually heavy. Goodbye, it's by kasha, really. Why did Rashi have to say this? Because it's called Kareya. Shloya Amanas Litvar, which that's only a Svar Midiraisa. But Midirabon is still also to rip. You're not allowed to stop rip your handkerchief on Yom Tif or Shabbos. So Rashi should have said better, here like we're saying a Sainim Skavin. Your kavana was not to crack open the knot in the handkerchief. You don't have a kavana to rip the handkerchief. So since it's not a psik resha, it doesn't have to happen, that's why it's mutter. So the Mishnah. V'yoy... Mekalkal also, yeah, right, also. Maybe that's Teres to Rashi in here. Since it's a Mekalkal also, that's why it's mutter could be. V'yoy dom Reb Lezer. Another Chish Reb Lezer said, before we had one chiddush that with the sticks, you could collect them even in the chotzer, and you could use them for toothpick also. Now he's saying another chiddush. V'yodam Reb Lezer, oy me dodam ala muksa. A person could stand on the muksa, means wood that was set aside, erev Shabbos, yeah. Los muksa really means this was food that was set aside, muksa. Food that you, let's say, you put the grapes on top to dry out to become raisins. So he holds, the person can stand upon these raisins that are already about to be dried out. Erev Shabbos, Bishvius, Erev Shabbos on the seventh year of Shemitah. The Yerman, he says, Mikan ani yechel mocher. In other words, we're talking about again, these grapes are muksa. Because you have your grapes that before Shabbos, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, you took them up to the roof to dry out to become raisins. So, Kolzman, they're drying out, they're not edible, they're not usable, it's muksa. Now, at the beginning of Shabbos, they're not 100% dried out yet, they're almost dried out. So before Shabbos, you go up there and say, Mikanan Yechel Mocha, from these raisins I want to eat tomorrow, the Lezer says that's enough. That makes it not muksa anymore. Ve'chomar Nechom say, Ad Sheyirshim. It's not enough just to say, I want to be able to eat these raisins tomorrow, but you have to make a Rishim, you have to go. Rashi says, Ad Sheyirshim Simin. You have to make a Simin, a sign, on which raisins you plan to eat tomorrow. The Yoyme Mikan V'yatkan. You have to say exactly which raisins you want to use tomorrow. Otherwise, in other words, you're not going to eat them all tomorrow. Some of them you're not going to eat. So you want to be making them now. So Reb Lezer, the Chum say, Rashi says, Ein Breira. We can't choose now which ones you're going to eat tomorrow. Now it's Pashat Reb Lezer holds Breira. That's true, you don't know how many you're going to eat tomorrow. So just saying today, whichever ones I want to eat tomorrow, they should be prepared for me. And tomorrow, when you go and eat, gesundheit, eat your 10-15 raisins, and those are the ones we say, huvra dovel mafreya, that yesterday, those are the ones you had in mind to eat, and the other ones that you're not eating, they remain, they're muksa. The Chum say, no, we don't hold from bravery here. Therefore, in order to make it not muksa, right now in Erev Shabbos, the raisins were not finished yet. They were not dried out completely. If they were completely dried out in oichel food, so there's no muksa, we have before, even if you don't have in mind to eat it. But by itself, when it becomes edible, it's food again, and it's not muksa. So here we're talking about on Erev Shabbos, it wasn't edible yet. Or a lot of people won't need it yet. You knew right now you're going to have to wait till tomorrow, Shabbos afternoon, first to be able to eat it. So really, at the beginning of Shabbos, it should have been muksa. But if you go down on Friday and say, no, I have in mind to eat from these raisins tomorrow, it's not muksa. Now it's only Yishayla, how do you do it? So Chum say you have to say exactly which ones to make a sign on it. Reb Lezer says no, it's enough just to say mikan from these bunch. I want to eat some of them tomorrow. And the Mishnah also says Shviyis is talking about the seventh year of Shemitah. We'll see why. The Mishnah says Tanan Hosam. We learned over there Mishnah in Maisris that Tinoikus, a kid, she tomnu teinim erev Shabbos. He hid. He had some teinim. He had some figs. He had some figs on erev Shabbos, and he hid them. And he did not take off Trumas and Maisis from it. Is lo moitsoi Shabbos on moitsoi Shabbos lo yoichlu. You're not allowed to eat from them. Elim came Yisru. Unless you first take off Trumas and Maisis from it. Now what's the chiddush here? Let's see Rashi. Tinoikoi shetom nutenim. Bisodoi beginu. We're talking about now you only have these figs in your field. You didn't bring them to the house yet. Liachila Shabbos. Now the kid hid it in the field for the purpose of eating it on Shabbos. That's why he hid them. Now really, now I take off Truma Samaisis on Shabbos, so really the kid should have taken it off Erev Shabbos, but he forgot to. So Lachar is now Lo Yoichlu. You're not allowed to eat from it now, even an Achilas Arai. Even a little snack, you can't eat from it now, before you take off Truma Samaisis. Now the Chiddush is, V'yaf Agav Dekai Malon. Ein Atevel Meschai B'maisel Yoichlu Achilas Arai. Achir Pnei Abayis, Oy Pnei Achotzer, B'bav Metziah B'soich V'sapoylim. Even though to take a small snack from the food, you're allowed to take an achilas arai. Kol zaman the fruits do not enter your house or come into your chotzer. Kol zaman is still in the fields. There's no chiv yet with your eyes to take off trumas and maisvus. You're allowed to take a snack from it. That should have been the halacha. But here, the kid set aside these foods this fruit to eat on Shabbos, even though it's still in the fields, it didn't come into the house yet. For since the kids set it aside for Sudah Shabbos, the klal is Achila Shabbos Chashuva, that what you eat on Shabbos is a chashuva, an important eating. The Arai Shiloh Arei Kukfa, even a snack you take on Shabbos has a look like a kfa, like a real Sudah, which is awesome, and there are born to teach from it before you take off Trumas and Maestras. For Yehut Mano Lachila Shabbos, these kids hid the fruit in order to eat it on Shabbos. For Yehukfa, the fact they set it aside for Shabbos, it's kavei, you're not allowed to eat from it now until you take off Trumas and Maestras. So it's a lot of chidushim here. One chidush is, why does it say Tinoikas? Rashi says, told us the chidush, that a kid has a machshava, they maisa machiach. Even though it's only a kid, his machshava usually doesn't help. For he does an action that's machiach, we see from his action that he meant. Like, why did he hide it for? He hid it for the purpose of eating it tomorrow. Then it's called a good hachana, and he's put it aside for Shabbos. So the lach is now, you're not allowed to eat these fruits now until you take off Trumas and Maisus. That's the chiddush here. We also learned Hamavir Teina Bechatzeroi. If somebody takes figs through his chatzer, Liktzois Bonav Ubnei Beisai Oichlem Amarai. If you bring the fruit, the figs through your chatzer, Liktzois Trashi Liav Shalasas Men Ktzios, that you bring them into your chatzer now to dry them out there. Liachash Nasak Ktzios Dorsim Bigel. And after you dry out these figs, then you make it into a pie like. So the locher is Bonav Ubnei Beisai Oichlem Hem. Even though it came into the chotzer, but since it's not nigmar malachta yet, you didn't finish what you want to do with these fruits. Like it's not in its final state yet. You still want to make it into an eagle, into a pie, by drying it out. So that's called loid nigmar malachta. It wasn't finished yet. So therefore, bonav b'nei beis echle amarai. The locher is, you're allowed to eat from it, arai, a small snack you're allowed to take from it. Upturim yepotam trumas and isis. As even though you brought it into your chotzer, so when is your chotzer kaveh with lamaiser? Only if it's nigma malachtai. But here, it's not nigma malachtai, it's not finished yet. The fruit, the product is not finished yet. You're allowed to eat from it. Now, boy minei rov, rov has a shadow like this. Boy minei rov and rov nachman. Shabbos, when you have these fruits now on Shabbos, again, you brought these dates into your house before Shabbos. And now you want to eat it on Shabbos. Mao she tikva. Mukse lamaiser. Now, what about on Shabbos? Do we say a Sudah Shabbos is kavei that you can't eat it without taking off Meiser, even though it has two chasreinus here, that it wasn't nigmar malachta yet? What's the locha? Mi amrina, do we say, kivun dechsir, since the pasuk says, v'keros l'Shabbos einig, eating something on Shabbos called kfa, it's called the kfa, it's called like a gzunta, a choshev, an important eating, v'afilu b'dover shlo nigmar malachtoi. Even though the food itself is not nigmar malachtoi, you didn't finish its stage yet, the food is not in its stage of a dried out fig yet, in its pie form. It's in the process of being dried out, so it's not finished yet. But and usually when the food is not finished yet, you are allowed to eat from it, all right. You are allowed to take a snack from it. There's no chiyuv trumas ma'aser yet. But maybe now on Shabbos, at the Sudah Shabbos is a choshev achila, maybe it's also. Oy Dilma, maybe no. That bedover shenigmar malachtoi kova. When do we say food, even out in the fields? If you set it aside for Shabbos, you can't eat it without taking off trumas ma'aser. That's only because the fruits are koponim was nigma malachtoi. It's a mile of the fruit by itself was a finished product. It's only yichser and it wasn't brought into the house yet. Now we say, since it's set aside for the Sudah Shabbos, it's called the kva, it's called mechayiv and trumas amaisis. But maybe bedovish a nigma malachtoi lekova. But maybe something here, the food is not in a finished product yet, the figs are not dried out yet, maybe even on Shabbos, you're still allowed to eat from it, achilas arai, without taking off trumas amaisis. So that's the suffix. The achilas on Shabbos is the mechayiv trumas amaisis, even on food that was loy nigma malachtoi. Omalei, so he answered back, yes, Shabbos koivas, eating fruits, eating these food on Shabbos, is such a choshev achila Shabbos, that no matter what you eat, it's kavas, it says you're not allowed to eat it now, before you take off trumas amaisis. Bein b'dover shenigmar malachtoi, even if it's nigmar, and then the chiddush would be out in the fields before it came into the house, that on the weekdays you're allowed to take a snack from it, and achilas arvai is mutter, even if the fruits were finished, but Kozman didn't see the house yet, you're allowed to eat an arvai, on Shabbos you're not allowed to. And Bain Vidovish Lanigma Malachtoi, even like here you have these figs that you want to dry them out and make it into a pie, since you didn't finish it yet. It's Lanigma Malachtoi, that the locher is you are allowed to eat aray from it, there's no chiyuv truma samais yet, but on Shabbos it's also. The achila yid on Shabbos is such a choshev achila that it's called an achilas kva, that you can't eat it before you take off truma samaisus. Omalaisi answered back, V'yema, let's say, Shabbos dumi the chotzer. Maybe Shabbos is only as strong as the din of a chotzer is. Ma chotzer, just like when you bring the food into your chotzer. When do we say you can't eat from without taking off truma samaisus? Ein kavas ele b'dovish nigu malachtoi. There it's only, kavas is only nechayiv you if the fruit or the food is finished already. If it's in its final state, and now you bring it into the chotzer or the bayis, now you're mechuyiv, you can't eat even hour without taking off truma samaisus. That's the koyach of a chotzer. Only when the fruits are finished. But if the fruits are not on the final stage yet, like here, you want to still dry out the figs and eat it like a dveila, like a pie, it's not mechayiv you in truma samaisus. So maybe yav Shabbos le'tik fele v'dovish nigu malachtoi. Maybe the same thing, the koyach of Shabbos, tachila Shabbos, is also only kavas if it's a finished product. But here where the dates are not dried out yet, maybe it's not kavas. How do you know to say so far? Omele, he answered back, Limo Doruch Ub Yodenu. I have a very strong learning in my hands. Oruch, it's prepared already. Shah Shabbos, that this halacha, Shah Shabbos Kevas. The Achilu what you eat on Shabbos, it's a choshev Achilu, Bein Bedovish Nigma Malachtoi. Whether the fruits are finished already, just the chsorim was, it's not, it's in the field, it didn't come into the house yet. Bein Bedovish Nigma Malachtoi. Even if you have the fruits in your chotzer, but it wasn't finished yet, you have these dates that are not dried out yet, still Shabbos is Kevas. He just said, Orach, like I have a learning. He didn't tell her from where and what. He just said, that's where I was mekabel from my Rebbe. Now, Omar Mazutra, Breder of Nachman, Afan Anamatanina. We also have a fairish raya for this halacha. What says now Mishnah, V'yoidom Reb Leza. Oy meidom ala muksa. A person can stand on the muksa on this food that's not finished yet. Erev Shabbos, Vishvias. And he has to say which foods he wants to eat. Right? And we say, if he says before Shabbos he wants to eat these raisins, even though it's muks, it's not dried out yet, if you say you want to eat these raisins tomorrow, you're allowed to eat them. Now, time of the Shvius. Why does the Mishnah say the case was talking about Shvius on Shemitah the seventh year? Why punk Shvius? Why not any other year? The lav bari surihu. The reason is because on Shvius you don't have to take off truma samaisris. That's why you're allowed to eat these raisins. On Shabbos. Again, we're talking about the grapes you put up on the roof to dry Thursday. And the mice of Friday, it's still muks, so they're not dried out yet. So the Mishnah says, if you come on Friday, Erev Shabbos, and say that even though they're not dried out yet, but I want to eat them tomorrow, so you take away the Yisra muksa. And the Mishnah says, the case is on Shvius. Why punk Shvius? Because Shvius is no chiv truma samaisus. But if it would have been one of the other years of the Shemitah years that you have to take off truma samaisus, you should know you'd be us to eat those raisins on Shabbos. My timer, why not? L'churas muksa, since you said Friday you want to eat the raisins, it's not muksa anymore. You're telling us now it's food for you. So why won't you ever be able to eat these raisins on Shabbos? Lav mishum de Shabbos kava. Because since you want to eat it on Shabbos, even though the raisins are not dried out yet completely, it's not nigma malachtoi, but since you want to eat it on Shabbos, the achila Shabbos is so choshev, you can't eat it without taking off truma samaisus. So there's a raya from our Mishnah. Maybe there's no raya from the Mishnah. Shani Yosma, Mishnah's talking about Kivan Diyoma Mikan Ani Oichel Lomochor Kovalai Alavei. Here it's worse. Since he asked the Seder Farish which raisins you want to eat tomorrow, the fact you picked them out and says, yes, this and this I'm going to eat, that's Maschivit Asachoshev Achilam. Maybe that's why you can't eat without taking off Trumas and Maitzvahs. But just on Shabbos wouldn't be that way. Fred Gemari Hochi, my year is Shabbos Afilo B'chol Nami. Why is it talking about Shabbos then? If you tell him it's such a svara, even Chalos should be such a Chiddush. Ho Kamash Malon, Te Tevo Muchen Oweitz to Shabbos. Shemava Tiknei Mesukin. Agav, the Mishnah wants to talk about Shabbos, tells another Chiddush. That even though it's Tevel, and Tevel Uchuri Nalarida on Shabbos, because it's ostentated, but you should know if by accident somebody comes and fixes up the Tevel, takes off Trumas and Maisis, you are allowed to be Mesakin. All right, it's late. We'll continue on. We'll go over this last Gemara again next time. Hashem, I'll stop here.